From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. A strong and dangerous hurricane is plowing its way through the Caribbean Sea, taking aim at Jamaica and other island nations. Hurricane Dean is packing 150-mile-an-hour winds, and forecasters say it could gain even more strength as it churns over the warm waters of the Caribbean. At least six people died in the storm as it moved through the eastern Caribbean, devastating banana and sugarcane crops. Dean is south of Hispaniola and is expected to dump as much as 5 inches of rain overnight on Haiti and the Dominican Republic, both nations prone to floods and mudslides. Forecasters expect Hurricane Dean to make a direct hit on Jamaica tomorrow, then move over the Cayman Islands and onto Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. I spoke earlier with Cecil Bailey, the Deputy Director General for Jamaica's Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. I asked him what preparations were underway.
Well, what we are doing currently is that we have activated the National Emergency Operations Center. We are coordinating pre-positioning of supplies with the national agencies that have various responsibilities as it relates to response in the aftermath. We are in the process of organizing our shelters and opening some. We are also going to be issuing evacuation orders for communities along the coast for persons to evacuate. And so generally, that's what we are doing from the government level. The national level, persons appear to be taking the threat of Hurricane Dean seriously. Lots of activities in terms of persons battening down homes, stocking up on emergency supplies, that sort of thing.
What are you most worried about? What part of the island do you think is most vulnerable?
Well, to be honest, based on the track of this storm, if it does go directly over us, flash flooding is going to be a major problem. We have the entire center of the island is mountainous, and therefore what will happen is extreme rainfall will cause severe flash flooding. The other area of concern is storm surges. For a Category 5 hurricane, will have very powerful storm surges, and therefore coastal communities will be threatened. The hotel industry may be particularly vulnerable, or agricultural industry also could be severely impacted.
When you talk about setting up shelters on a small island nation like you have, where do you put people? Where is the safest place for people to be?
Well, there are locations on the island that will not flood. So, in essence, what we have to do is to make the best of what we have available to us. But in the past, there have been well-constructed structures, as well as our public schools, which we have used as shelters, and they have stood up.
Do you feel like you have all the supplies that you need?
If a Category 5 hurricane hits us directly, we anticipate that in the aftermath that we will probably have to bring in supplies from overseas.
Cecil Bailey is Deputy Director General for Jamaica's Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Thank you for speaking with us and good luck.
Thank you.
And President Bush today approved a pre-landfall emergency declaration for Texas should Hurricane Dean hit the state next week. Forecasters believe the storm will cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and move into the southern Gulf of Mexico midweek. Texas is already reeling from floods caused by Tropical Storm Aaron. At least six deaths are blamed on that storm. Governor Rick Perry has declared Hurricane Dean an imminent threat.